Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here, and I think that's the part of it that Penny is rightly pissed off by, because you could have just been up front. It could have just said, hey, I'm probably not coming back, so you should build around somebody else. If I do come back, it'll be to Memphis. But maybe it was telling when he didn't enter the portal. Maybe it was telling, you know, because he declared for the draft, but he didn't enter the portal, which we said at the time, that just made, everybody does that, right? Everybody kind of...
We had said that, but Parth had reported that those two had an understanding. It just made Penny look more right at the time,
with you. But maybe it was because he really just didn't intend on coming back to school for anybody.
Maybe.
You know, I mean...
Because it didn't seem like a smart business decision.
Yeah.
But at the time, it seemed to back up what Penny was saying.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out the... You know, I'm trying to get to the inside of the mind of David Jones and his advisors here.
Again, I don't think you have to look, you know, too deep here. I don't think it was bad advice.
Yeah, and he ain't the first. He ain't gonna be the last. So, but again, just to sort of bottom line the first hour, if Penny ends up with Arthur Coloma, you know, no harm, no foul. Good player, you know, and you could do with most of the same things.
Either,
yeah, as those things go, he's not some inefficient shot jacker type. I mean, he's a good player. Played in two good systems.
Well, and I mean, theoretically, you're not waiting, you know, until August to get him. You can get him in here relatively quickly and meet your goals of getting most of these guys in.
Yep, it's business. You didn't stay in the NBA draft. Like, you didn't make the tournament last year. Come, you know, do the Kendrick Davis thing. Let's get back to it. So anyway, that's the latest on Memphis basketball. Caitlin Clark is a WNBA player. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people have not been talking about this, but we're going to do it. We're going to do what no other show has dared to do, which is take on that topic, right? Caitlin Clark. Kennedy, I almost called her Kennedy Chandler. My bad. I'm still
Kennedy Carter.
Kennedy Carter. Kennedy Carter.
She straightened Caitlin out, didn't?
Yeah, she sure did. So we're gonna get into what this means as the intersection of society, of socioeconomics, of race, of gender, of sport all collide like never before.
Crossroads.
This is it, folks. This is the biggest moment of our lives. And everything that you thought you knew about basketball, about women, about race, about anything, okay, about love and hate, creed, your ethos as people, we're going to talk about it, because it is going to be decided this WNBA season by Caitlin Clark and whatever happened to these Indiana Fever. I'm telling you, this is one of those things in the world's history. You know what I'm saying? It's like when they found King Tut's tomb. You know, all of the things that were there. What we discovered about culture. Folks, it's happening right before our eyes right now. We'll come back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. Let's get it.
It's The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Man, Justin Jefferson out here getting NBA money, bro. $110 million guaranteed for the Minnesota Vikings star wide receiver. 4 years, $140 million. Again, 110 of that guaranteed for the young stud. $88.743 million due at signing. Mm. That is a nice wire. That's a nice wire.
It is. Highest paid non-quarterback in the league now.
I mean, can you imagine, like, can you imagine getting a wire into your bank account of $88 million?
Mm-mm. There's some Shohei stuff.
I mean, that's absolutely.
And he's not even getting that now because his is deferred.
Correct. Yeah, they kind of rigged that one. It's due today, payable today.
Right.
He don't get that term 15. He gets that term now. Congrats to Justin Jefferson, the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the NFL. He said, quote, "The time has come. The deal I've been waiting for since I was a little kid, being doubted my whole career, not being highly recruited, not being the first receiver off the draft board. This whole journey wasn't easy for me. To be given a gift to play football at the highest level, it's a blessing. It is an honor." There's a video on Instagram where he thanks his parents, his brothers, his agent, the Vikings front office. I would thank everybody that I've ever met.
Needs to thank Joe Burrow as well. All them dudes
agreed.
Are getting paid. That LSU
yes.
organization.
Yes.
That program.
So the day before the 2023 season began, Justin Jefferson declined a contract offer from the Vikings that would have paid him over $28 million annually. And now he is going to be averaging $35 million per season.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, there you go. Just for the context, the average annual value, $1 million more than Nick Bosa, who's an edge rusher, which is like the most important position probably other than quarterback. Now, look, I think Justin Jefferson is leveraging a couple of things here. One, quarterback uncertainty. You know, if Kirk was still the quarterback there and they like felt really good about his health and all that, would they have overpaid this way? I think they probably would not have. They probably would have traded him because they'd say, "We got Kirk Cousins. We're not going to pay you." But they don't have Kirk Cousins anymore. They have J.J. McCarthy, who is very unproven.
On a rookie deal.
Exactly right. So you have the money now, and you're allotting this. And look, it's all the same. Whether that money's going to Kirk Cousins or Justin Jefferson, it's all about making that quarterback-to-receiver connection work. Mm-hmm. And so I have no issues with it. Justin Jefferson is, an absolutely electrifying, player. And if he's on the field, you got a chance to win, So I don't think this is a deal that we'll look back and say, "Oh my God, what a mistake!"
Probably not because of the timing. But if they get to a point where they got to pay J.J. McCarthy in 4 years,
oh, he's gone.
You can't keep this contract.
No, you can't. I mean,
you overpaid because you could, like you said. You've now moved on to a rookie quarterback. You would not have done this.
Yes,
and maybe would have had to move on from Justin.
Yes,
if you'd kept Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's 25. So by the time this deal comes
up. So we can't criticize it because it'll be a while before McCarthy's up and before they're up for the extension.
Yeah, so, I mean, you'll probably do what the Packers did with Devontae, right? They'll trade him, to a team that needs a receiver at 29 that'll be getting a good player but probably pass his prime.
To your point still.
Yeah, I mean, they got to figure out what to do there because he's on a rookie deal.
Yeah, but that's the point. For a while there, you can wait on him.
Yes,
and have that.
And then see how he turns out and then make the decision and then make
to move on
a series of decisions.
All right.
But this to me, I mean,
I don't know, John. I don't know if they're worth as much.
Well,
that's my point.
Most like Tyreek Hill is not going to get the money he thinks he deserves, right?
That's correct.
Everybody's like Tyreek Hill. No, dude, Tyreek Hill is 30 years old. They got to pay. Are they paying Tua? Like, I don't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head if they gave him the deal or not. But Tyreek Hill is not getting some huge raise out of this. It's just A, I don't think he's better than Justin Jefferson. But B, for the contract obligations that the Dolphins already have, I mean, this is, the Vikings are the model.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles are the model. The Chiefs are the exception, where you can still win Super Bowls while you're paying your quarterback what you're paying your quarterback. But the key is for everybody that's watching at home, you build the talent out, right? And if you get lucky, you get a quarterback on a rookie deal. I mean, that's if you need a quarterback, you draft him. and hopefully you have at least some talent around him. I mean, it's why the Cincinnati Bengals, I think, were able to compete for a time there, and now maybe you're kind of seeing this be the last iteration of the Bengals as we know them, because, you know, Joe is getting paid and T. Higgins wants money, and you don't have long. You know, I mean, your Bears are in a perfect situation because they got all these guys. They got Adunze, they got Caleb, they got all these guys on rookie deals. Mm-hmm. They're going to be set up for 3 to 4 years to do this. I mean, Packers with Jordan Love, I think, although did Jordan Love get paid? I can't
remember.
Yes. He did, but he was obviously sitting. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's not the way you do it anymore, right? Used to, you would draft the quarterback, you'd sit him, and then you'd try him out. I guess it just depends on how long he sits, because if you time it right, you could give him like a...
Well, that's what's going to happen with Penix.
Yeah, you'll give him a, you know, a nice little sweet deal, but you're not giving him a market-making deal. Enough to sort of keep him on the roster, keep him happy, but not reset the whole damn market and take you out of contention for other positions. So you could still do it that way, but look where they had to draft him. Mm-hmm. They had to draft him for 8 overall or whatever it was. But, yeah, I mean, every receiver is not going to be worth what they're paying Justin Jefferson, because every situation is not like this, you know? I mean, look at the Raiders, for example. They're paying Davante Adams, and I love Davante Adams. They're paying him a ton of money, and, like, what are they doing? I mean, I'm not trying
to find somebody to get it to him. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, and unfortunately, like, what ended up happening is Devontae's just a little bit too good, a little bit too helpful at Rogers. It's where you can't get high enough, where you can't draft the Michael Penix, which would have been perfect, mm-hmm. you know. And so you're stuck with Gardner Minshew or this fifth-round guy you got in Aiden O'Connell, a sixth-round guy. So
tough.
But this is the way. It worked out well for everybody involved, exciting. I know there were some rumblings that, like, he might get traded. But this deal was always going to get done. They weren't going to let him go.
Once they moved on from Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, they got to have some kind of damn foundation there for JJ, because he's not proven. He ain't coming in here like Caleb. I mean, I don't think he completed one pass 15 yards down the field for the Wolverines last year. So a lot of blind faith going into that one.
No question.
And I think Justin definitely obviously helps that.
He's set up, though, pretty well.
Yeah, man.
On McCarthy. He's got some weapons.
Unlike Drake May, for example, who I think he is probably still wondering who he is, who his receivers will be.
No doubt. Yeah, because Daniels has got McLaurin, right?
Daniels has McLaurin.
He can point to some things. He's got some weapons in the backfield. You're right. Drake May has nothing.
Yeah, but that's a tough situation. I mean, I don't think it can get worse than Mac, but, you know, when I would say Bo Nix. Bo Nix not in a great situation. Like, who's
weapons
he got?
Wise?
I don't even know who he's got.
Mims?
Marvin Mims? He's okay.
Well, they moved on from Judy.
Yeah, Judy's in Cleveland.
That's right.
So I don't know who they're... I don't know who.
And one of those guys retired, right, because of the injuries. Was it Tim Patrick or something?
Yeah.
One of those dudes that kept getting injured on the edge.
Yeah, so I think Bo Nix is in a tough situation. I mean, Cortland Sutton's is
okay. Sutton is the one.
Sutton's
That's
okay. I mean, some people love him. Like
Yeah, I don't love him, but he's solid.
So Josh Reynolds is their other.
Not great.
Yeah, I mean, his weapons are, you know, I guess Sutton is better than anything the Pats have, for sure. Who is the Pats' number one? Is it still Juju? Or did he move on? I'm going to look it up. That's rough.
Devontae just retired.
Juju is there.
But he had signed with the Eagles, I think.
It's Kendrick Bourne and DeMario Douglas.
Oof.
That is ugly. That is as bad as it gets. This is like a UFL receiving room.
Yeah, it's bad. They got money, too. They haven't done anything for Mayo.
Yeah. They have Jacoby Brissett listed as the starter on ESPN, by the way. Is that a thing? They're not starting Drake May?
I mean, you want to throw Drake May out there with no weapons?
Yeah, that's fair. But why the hell did you draft him? At 3?
I get that. You got to, and they've made no moves, to your point. They've not gone out and got anybody.
I mean, you should have just not drafted a quarterback, right? I mean, you should have just kicked the can down the road if you didn't, you know. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like the Patriots
it's not a great situation.
Much of an idea as to what they're doing, which is new for them. But, yeah, at this rate, we'll see what happens to the rest of the receivers. But Justin Jefferson getting paid, $110 million guaranteed. That wire is going to post today. Again, just $88 million. I mean.
Let's go crazy for a couple of weeks.
Damn.
Buying everything you touch.
Would you come to the show the next day?
Oh, yeah, just to look at you.
Oh, you would come just to spite me, huh?
I mean, that's what, you know, that's what you did up in Chicago. You know, you said it wasn't a pleasure cruise, but you sure ended
Chicago
it
was
pleasure.
The only thing that we did that was definitely
you had some pleasure there at the end.
It was. It was.
Man in there betting on the Reds at a Cubs game.
Oh, yeah.
Almost got in a fight, I heard.
I saw this guy tweeting De La Cruz highlights.
I didn't tell you guys what happened at the Cubs game.
Scott, because he's betting on the enemy.
I didn't tell you guys what happened.
Yeah, let's hear about this.
So, and you can tell me, if you think I was acting, you know, out of line. So I'm sitting in, I guess what you would call the left bleachers.
Yes.
Where there's like the bleachers, and then there's a walk down that's an exclusive section that my wife's new company, she's no longer in the classroom either, by the way. That was another thing that changed.
Oh, nice development there.
Yeah.
And her new company put her down in this elite section.
Yes.
That's nice.
Where we got like wristbands and like stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Congratulations to her.
So it was a great time for everybody. I was down there, and yes, I had bet on the Reds. I had bet on the Reds money line.
Of course you did.
Because I love Ellie. And I was like, I can't. I kind of did what you did. I looked at the injury report for the Cubs, and the roster was like, this team sucks. I'm not betting on this team. Mm-hmm. So I bet on the Reds at plus money. And look, I was like clapping for the Reds when they did things, right? Oh, I wasn't like.
You didn't have any Reds gear on.
No.
That's important.
I wasn't like, you know, going crazy or anything like that.
Were you hate betting in the home stadium?
Oh, I was betting on the other team. Yeah. For sure. There was one interaction, though, that I think informed the next one, where there was like maybe it was a foul it was a question of whether it was a foul or just a strike, and they were reviewing it. I can't remember exactly what it was, but the camera to me clearly showed that it was a straight strike. It was not a foul. And I looked at the guy behind me, I'm like, because they're like, and I'm like, y'all, you guys don't have eyes, like you guys can't see, that's clearly a strike, you know.
This is for the punch out on one of them,
yeah, late. And anyway, that comes and goes. In about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, play's going on, and I turn around and I get hit in the eye with something, right? I don't know what it is, I don't know what it, you know, is it a drink, is it a glass, is it a cup, is it something?
Good.
And I immediately, of course, look up in the bleachers, and I'm like, I'm trying to find who threw it. And I'm like, who? And the guy immediately comes up to the side of the, you know, railing. He's like, I am so sorry. I threw that. I was frustrated at the whatever had happened. I did not mean to throw it at you. I'm very sorry. So I'm like, you know, I'm still hot, bro. Because, again, when you think somebody threw something at your face, mm-hmm. you know, you don't really want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So I'm like, you hit me in the face, bro. Like, you hit me, you know, we're going back and forth. 30 seconds later, I go up to him. I shake his hand. I say, hey, you know, my bad for getting heated. My bad for all that. He wants to buy me a drink. But Sam's, like, totally embarrassed. Sam thinks, like, I completely
ruined
the family name.
You kind of flamed it a little bit.
I'm sure you exploded in your
This is a work function. How are you going to do this? Like, la, la, la. But as I was leaving the stadium, I was talking to Sam. We were standing on the corner waiting for the Uber drive, which never came, by the way. It's just ridiculous traffic.
But you were in a hotel across the street.
Beautiful hotel, I heard about it.
Somewhere else, yeah. Hotel Zachary is what
it's
called.
Amazing.
A random person walked up to me and said, I want to just tell you how well you handled that. Yeah.
Somebody that had been watching.
Somebody that apparently was watching who said,
onlooker.
I wanted to let you know how well you handled that situation, man, because I don't know if I would have been able to do the same thing. I said, man, thank you. It's nice to hear. More importantly, it's nice for my wife to hear that. You know,
you needed that.
Because I told the guy when I shook his hand, I said, I thought this was, you know, I didn't think I was in Philly. You know, I thought I was in Chicago where, like, this kind of stuff didn't happen.
Yeah, bro, we throw stuff all the time. We're mad at a call.
But what do you make based on my account? What do you make of the way I handled it?
Well, I'm not sure. At first, I was going to say that you overreacted, and I'm sure you were leaving out some details about your rant. And that's why Sam was so embarrassed. But the fact that you did have the onlooker.
Yeah.
That helps your story. It helps your case.
Thank you very much.
So I feel like maybe you didn't overdo it.
I mean,
you shouldn't have been in there betting on the Reds.
Well, I don't need the lecture.
And,
okay.
Well, I'm saying when you do that, you kind of open yourself up, and especially when you make it clear to the people around you that you were anti-Cub, that you were on the other side, and apparently you did that in your.
I had one thing.
Because
where,
what you can't control is drunk fans.
That's true.
And it ain't just in Chicago.
Well, hell, I was one of them.
And I'm certainly not apologizing for them because it gets ridiculous. But you can't control that. So once you let them know, you've opened yourself up to it. But it doesn't sound like you overreacted. If you've got a Cubs man coming to you and telling you, You did that well.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I went up there and I de-escalated. I shook his hand.
Did that affect Sam's sort of the way she had framed the situation? Did it affect the way her opinion of the way you handled it?
Yes.
Once though, it did. Then good.
It was like touched by an angel.
God was looking out for you then, sending that angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, tell me about this man.
Is this man real? Are you sure you didn't bring this up?
He was like an older guy. You know, I don't know.
Old Chicagoan looked like, maybe walked to the game.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Probably seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was your guardian angel.
He truly helped you with Sam.
Yeah.
He helped me get the Reds home and everything. I mean, it was big time.
You cashed, too.
The bottom of the ninth got real sweaty. I mean, it was a punch out at home. It took a piss missile from Ellie.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, again, you don't watch
De La
these games.
Cruz on the cutoff.
You don't watch these games. I watch these games.
Right.
I'm invested.
I was watching that day.
I was watching
Friday when it happened. Yes.
What did you make of the sending to home? I mean, that seems like
It was terrible, dude. He was dead by a mile. It wasn't even La Cruz.
Terrible.
Ellie's
arm. It was
arm.
A great throw though.
Yeah, it was a laser.
It was.
And he hit the cutoff, man. He hit Ellie. Yeah. It was perfect.
It was just textbook.
Baseball 101. He was dead by a long shot.
Hey, where are the Cubs at in the standings, John?
Oh, man.
They've been part of this.
Rough series.
I knew this was coming.
Rough series. They've lost to the Reds, huh?
I trolled the Cardinals a couple of weeks back, and we've been down ever since.
Yeah.
Now, broke my first rule.
Now, again, both of you guys are sitting here looking at each other in the commode. I mean, it's
second and third now.
The Cardinals are in second.
Did they win last night?
They won last night. They avoided the sweep. And in the 10th inning.
Nice win.
Yeah, very nice win for the Cardinals against all odds in Philadelphia.
No question about it.
The city of non-brotherly love.
They'll throw at you and not apologize.
They'll cut your head off in Philadelphia and
ask him if he can watch it, though.
You can't watch
it. I did watch last night because it was on Sunday Night Baseball. We are fixing to, I think, switch off of YouTube for your reasons. We're trying all our options. I cut the cord while you were gone.
Yes.
So I'm trying everything.
Because they lost the Diamond.
Yeah.
They lost.
Diamond cast for the MLB.
They're not paying
MLB
the
MLB sucks, by the way. They're the worst at marketing their league. Like, the fact that you went is a gift to them because as a non-sort of baseball purist, like, they friggin' need you.
Well, it was free.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Oh, yeah. It was for the company.
Yeah, the company.
Well, maybe there's a reason why they're getting free stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, they need people. But, like, MLB sucks at this. And then the Comcast deal. I'm sorry about your Cubs, though, Jason.
No, it's okay. Well, first of all, he's not. I mean, we don't have to. We don't have to. You know, pretend to be friendly.
Yeah,
it's kind of a nice nasty we do.
It is. It is.
It's unnecessary.
But
and he's also a little too hyped about the Bears while you're gone too. I heard so much about the Bears while you're gone.
Maybe you can right set that
whole conversation.
Oh, I mean, there's nothing I can do with that.
He can't do anything. He's a Raiders fan.
Immovable force.
Jason gave me a lecture on karma coming around for sports.
I did. And then I used examples.
It bit him in the ass when he was coming back with some of these L's for the Cubs.
But you can't. He got the Bears to worry about. Man, he ain't worried about the Cubs.
Have you seen the video of Caleb Williams trying to throw off his back foot in camp?
Brad, it was one bad practice. How long are you gonna hold on to that?
Only footage I've seen, bro.
It's a damn OTA.
One bad sequence.
Can't wait for him to throw picks.
No, I mean, listen.
This guy is openly rooting against the Bears now.
That is a team I have jumped off of.
There was an ESPN.com front page headline during this time in 2017 about Mahomes. Like, was Mahomes a bad pick at number 10, you know, or whenever he was picked because he looked OTAs?
Things turned quickly.
So, yeah, and again, C.J. Stroud threw a pick six, his second career pass.
I shouldn't do that, Jason.
In preseason, you know.
I sense it. It's going to turn. It's going to haunt you. It's going to turn back around.
I should not do that.
No, that's the problem. Yeah, like, people are wired in such a way that, you know, when they hear someone else excited about something, and I would say, like, in your case, like,
excited.
I'm really, really excited, not just like a standard grade.
Very excited.
Hard knocks excited.
But
I forgot about that.
The instinct is to, this person has something that they're excited about, so when it doesn't go well for them, I'm going to enjoy it because I don't have that. Like, Brad doesn't have that. Brad doesn't get to watch the Cardinals, right? He lost that.
That's one.
I certainly have nothing in my life to be excited about.
No NFL team because my teams leave the city that I grew up around.
Right. I mean, he's got the whatever they are. I root for the Cowboys.
I mean, I root for the Cowboys because we have them on the station, and they suck now. The Cowboys are screwed.
Well, they're a fair
playoff team. Y'all got a conference finals.
They got to do the CeeDee Lamb deal still, too, and he's going to get paid.
Yeah, he'll do it. He'll get paid. So, I mean, listen.
They got a quarterback problem.
There are worse teams in the NFL, sir. I would much rather be a fan of the Cowboys than the Raiders today. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
That's right.
Because you guys spend money. You get players. I mean, that's, you know, we don't do that. So,
you guys loosely. Using it loosely, Brad's a hop on, hop off with.
For sure,
kind of a nomad. I'll own it.
He's owned it.
But we know why.
But, you know, but again, that just sort of explains the tenor of this radio show for the next 9 months, right? I mean, this is not going to be some we're all in on the Bears being great. Nobody wants to see that other than you.
No.
You know, we all want to see Caleb, like, absolutely plummet. You know, that's the way it works, man. That's the way it works.
He's a good kid, man.
He's already a millionaire. He doesn't need this job.
He doesn't need this job like Penny. If I had a great situation like the Chicago Bears, I'd be like, come on, brother, let's go. I'll see you in the Super Bowl, right? It'd be like, I hope you get there.
Exactly.
But that's not what I have, is it?
No.
I have a miserable, miserable franchise. So my only hope and rooting interest is for you to join me in the basement
misery. Y'all crabs in a barrel.
Yeah. So, again, that's the level of excitement I have about this NFL season. I'm all in on the Panthers. That's who I like this year. I like
Don't do that.
I like the Panthers. I'm a Bryce Young truther.
Don't do that.
Is Thielen still there?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, don't forget Neontae Johnson.
They're going to suck even worse.
No, they're going to be better. They can't suck worse. They won two
games.
They won two.
They were the worst. That's why we had the one pick.
And they're terrible.
And the division is going to take a step back. They have a new coach. They have a new head coach, Canales. You saw what he did with Baker. I mean,
Atlanta's going to win that division.
That's true. Atlanta should win the division, but New Orleans will take a big step back, I think.
I agree.
And then Tampa Bay, I think, will take a step back because they lost their OC, and we know how sometimes how devastating that can be.
Well, and once you pay Baker, you kind of know what
happens. Yeah, I mean, he got his money. He really pulled the wool over them.
Here we go.
Hey, I'm just going to
take the mask off.
Exactly. I'm going to break the news for the Bucks. It doesn't get better. You know what I mean?
Although, keeping the big boy, that does help.
Who was that?
Mike. Mike, who only catches for 1,000.
He got paid, too. So you got two dudes who got paid. Well, that's not a
recipe. That's true. Mike was in a contract year. Yeah. By the way, you got
that's not. I think you're going to see a lot of, Mike Evans missing 4 weeks with a thing.
See it.
You know? And, there's another pick six for Baker. It's only his fifth this year. So, yeah, you're going to see a lot of that. And that's the way it goes. That's the NFL pendulum. But
how will Minnesota do? I mean, without the quarterback?
We're just discussing that outside.
Yeah, I think Minnesota's in a good situation. It's not as good as the Chicago situation, but it's similar. I mean, I'd say it's within within 30 yards, probably, just if we're talking about a football.
Orlovsky thinks it's better with Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson. It's a better situation than what Caleb Williams has
you can't say
with
that.
Our setup.
You can't
say
that.
So he starts
Hockenson's
right out.
Hockenson's certainly better tight end than anything.
Yeah, but y'all have three legit receivers.
Mm-hmm. Three ones.
Yeah, I guess he's going with – he doesn't necessarily think Romay is going to be like a, great one. I don't know.
All right, I mean, he's going to play the three this year.
Yeah.
To the point. But Rome is a one.
Rome Odunze,
Rome is a one.
I mean, that's
especially
as
running three
good
ones
as it gets on paper.
Yeah. I would agree that it's better than the Vikings.
But, I mean, I guess if you want to just give him the – Justin Jefferson has proven it.
Dude.
And he's better than anything
better
that the Bears
have. One of the three.
Right.
Right.
Addison's not as good as any of them.
I would still say he like I'm expecting Rome to be is a one. He can be a one and will be. When Jefferson went down last year, Addison was putting up big numbers, one numbers.
They got KJ Osborne's with the Pats. KJ Osborne might be their best receiver. They actually went out and did that. So, yeah, they lost 10. That's actually a bigger loss than people probably think. He had 540 yards for them last year, decent receiver. But, yeah, I think it's a good situation. I mean, that division is just, whew.
It's got a chance to be, to rival the AFC North if the Vikings are good. Because I think there's a chance there's going to be three playoff teams this
definitely.
Year.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's loaded.
And that's where the North is, three playoff teams.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute. But the NFL season is definitely, I think, it got a chance to be one for the Bucs. Because you have so many young quarterbacks now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everywhere you look, it's a young quarterback, basically.
I can't wait to see what the Texans do.
Yeah,
Stephon. You add Stephon to that mix.
Yeah, I mean, you have CJ, you have AR, hopefully a full healthy year for him. You have, Bryce, hopefully with a bounce back second year. Minnesota, Chicago, Washington, New England. You look around, I mean, at least a third of the league, half the league has got a stud young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Go along with your Mahomes, your Burrow. Like, it does feel like the position on paper, like we're phasing out these bridge guys. And teams are finally, identifying, Purdy in San Francisco.
Yep.
He's in that mix now. Hurts in Philly. There's not that many teams that don't know what they're doing at quarterback, it feels like. The Trevor in Jacksonville, we haven't even mentioned him. That's how far he's fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Saints are probably one of them. They know what they're going to do, but that's shaky. The Raiders for sure. Atlanta knows what they're doing. Who doesn't know what they're doing at quarterback for the most part?
You guys and There's only a couple others.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns have Deshaun Watson, whatever you think about him. You know, I mean, they're committed to him. So I think that's definitely, you know, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Jets, you know, Ravens, Browns.
Jets know for now.
Steelers don't know.
Steelers don't know.
You know, they're kind of flipping a coin there. Titans have Levis. I think they are pretty sold on him.
Oh, no, they don't know yet.
I don't know. Maybe I'm higher on him than should be.
Is it Atlanta says it's not a question, but is it a question? Is
well, the, I mean,
is
whether you've got him now or got him later, you've got both of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see how that plays out.
Well, they should have drafted more defense.
Yeah.
Seahawks, right? I mean, that's not a long-term deal with Geno. I don't know. Maybe they feel like they have a guy. But it's a new coach, so it's hard to know.
Right.
Rams? I mean, Stafford's got to be on his last, you know.
Still playing pretty high.
But he is, yeah. So I guess they have it. They're fine. I'd take Stafford over friggin' whatever the hell we got.
I know you would.
I guess that's the way I should, like, gauge it. Who would I feel better about? And the answer is damn near everybody. The Giants don't know what they're doing at quarterback.
Well, you can really do the Saints because Carr ain't the answer.
Yeah, Saints, Giants. Let's go. I mean, that's really, you know, Raiders. Broncos drafted Bo Nix, so that's going to be their guy.
Yeah, Broncos, no.
You know, Titans, we'll see with Levis. That's, and then the Steelers. You know, that's about it. So it should be
What about New England? I mean, you got Brissett.
Well, I mean, they got a plan where they drafted Drake May.
So maybe he'll start right out of the gate.
That's your guy. I don't know if he starts out of the gate.
I don't either with that lack of weapons.
But he is the plan. So if you have a plan, that counts. And that to me, I think, translates into a much more entertaining year of NFL football. So I am excited for that start when it happens.
Next story.
Well, I'll save Caitlin Clark for you, and this team certainly won't be getting a respect burger, so I'll do Memphis Showboats right here. They finish off their regular season, second in Memphis, technically. Didn't live here, worked out in Arlington, but it was here at Simmons Bank. They finished it off with a win. Yep, respect burger to those fans that went all year long. I saw them on the television yesterday, and I respect the effort by them. Because this team did not give you much in between beating the Houston Roughnecks to open the season and then beating the Roughnecks, who ended up being the worst team in the UFL in this last game. I will not proceed to give you stats or anything else. Here's the deal. This is the story. Showboats win 19-12, and everybody's insisting that they're back next season, including their lead marketing man, Steve Macy, who told the Daily Memphian last week that all signs are pointing to them being back. They're even hiring folks. And so now whether that means Gary DeFilippo, the head coach, Carnell Lake, the defense coordinator, those folks are all back, I guess that's to be determined after a 2-8 season. But one thing you did do in winning yesterday, yes, you locked up the number one seed, which seems backwards. You'd think that the one seed, the one pick in the draft next year, you'd think that, you know, the worst team in the league, the Houston Roughnecks, would get that. But that was the incentive yesterday to win. And in doing so, again, got the interception there late. The Showboats get the number one pick. Brad and I have talked about it. It's not a fun conversation to have, but what we do know, and Brad had mentioned this last week because we saw the story from Tim Buckley, I believe, of the Daily Memphian, and talked to Steve Macy with the Showboats. They'll be back, baby. New and improved. Better than ever in year three. And that's about the extent of it, man. I would imagine they'll need to do some change over there.
Love it.
Do we miss Todd Haley? Is that what the problem was?
Bro, I don't remember a damn thing about Todd Haley.
He didn't make the playoffs either.
Yeah.
And so
5-5 versus 2-8, though.
They went through four different quarterbacks. You didn't really ever find your guy. You tried Cookus there for a while. That didn't work. And, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be back.
It's slim.
Yeah, I just, I got to say, I just don't. Every time I think about the Showboats, it just kind of depresses me. Like, what this could have been versus what it really actually is frankly disgusting. No quarterback, no excitement, no interest. I mean, again, this thing is set up to absolutely fail. The players are doing community service as Showboats in Arlington, Texas. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's great for Arlington. That's UFL, you know. But I'm just saying, Memphis is a place where, you know, you got to put down, you know, your roots to really, I think, be, you know, invested in by the community. And, again, that's, A, they suck, which is probably the real reason why. But, again, it's like, what, they don't have any interest in me. Why do I have interest in them? And they stink. So it's like there's no incentive to go to the games. It's not a good football product, right? It's, I mean, again, I have a family of four. I'm like who they should be trying to ideally hope goes.
They're about to start up that 25 ticket campaign for you.
I haven't
come see your family.
I haven't been compelled at any moment to wonder, hey, what are the Show Boys playing?
If Jason doesn't buy your minor league tickets, they're never going to sell. That's really the barometer, as we found out with the Hustle.
That's kind of
so
right
many
there.
Years
I
back.
Would rather go to the Redbirds than the Showboats.
Oh, that's not even close. Of course, I'd rather go to the Redbirds.
Yeah, like I mean, not even
Mark Giannotto
like,
went this weekend.
I don't like baseball. You know, I mean, I'm not a fan of baseball. It's not like what I do.
It's a fun product over there.
But yeah, like at least you know, at least I know that there's probably at least you know, there's one dude out here that's got a chance to play in the majors. As opposed to watching UFL, like
Jordan Walker out there,
right? Yeah. I know, like there's some 28-year-old dude from the Dominican that's going to get a chance someday. Right. As opposed to the UFL, where none of these guys are going to play in the NFL. Like the NFL has made its choice. That's why you're playing in the UFL.
Yeah,
the system is different. You know, the farm system is I think a little bit more conducive to. You know, I it's weird. I saw. I don't know who our cleaning company is, but shout out to them. They really did a great job of my desk. Like they cleaned it up while I was gone, and I looked at a pendant from the Redbirds from 2017, and they had a bunch of names on there when they won.
Yeah,
you know the PCL or whatever. Yeah. And I recognized some of those guys that are playing today.
Yep.
You know, I saw Nick Martini. He played for the Reds. I saw him at the plate this weekend. You know, that's different than the UFL, as opposed to all of these guys that are playing right now. You know, they're probably going to be they're going to go pro in something other than sports in 6 years. I mean, that's just the truth.
Well, yeah.
So it's the worst product. It's worst talent, worst product. there's nothing good about it. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to win, you got to at least get some local, you know, some Memphis graduates or Ole Miss graduates.
Yeah, exactly.
Get Tom, you know,
just do like an all-Tiger team.
Tom was up playing for the Defenders or whatever up in D.C., and, you know, if it would it'd help you if he's playing down here not far from Oxford where, he had fans.
Well, and now the Tigers get paid more than these dudes.
That's
a fact.
Yeah,
like, the quarterback for the Memphis Tigers will destroy salary-wise what this what Case Cookus is getting.
100%. I would really just, at that point, I would just say, like, hey, we're not getting any traction to the community. Can anybody call Daryl Henderson? Get Daryl Henderson.
Uh-huh.
Get get all the old
heads.
Danny Wimprine. Where's he? You know,
Danny's not. No.
He's
eight.
Out?
He's eight.
We did the Brady White.
His son is like now. Yeah, he's
that old.
You got to do like okay, fine. You got to do
his
like
his son's in high school.
Paxton. I know he played for the Michigan.
Oh, Lynch.
Team.
Yeah, get him off the video games. He might come.
He doesn't care.
Okay, well, we got to get somebody. We got to get somebody from those Tigers. I would try to fill it out with as many Memphis guys as possible. That's what I would do.
And that you don't want Brady White.
That ain't going to matter either, but this ain't.
Seth?
I know this ain't. Seth's currently playing for the Memphis Tigers, and we'd be taking a pay cut, as Brad said.
He's about to be done.
Yeah, but that's next year where everybody said, well, we feel really good about, bro, that thing had 30 people there yesterday. I mean, that was awful. And it was a nice day outside. I mean, it was a little
nice.
Hot. But
it was a football day.
Yeah, I mean,
but a late start on a Sunday.
I mean,
out there
I get
for
it.
A team
I get
that's
it.
You had no hope. 1-8.
If they were
like,
8-1,
no hope.
Do you think it would have mattered?
Yeah, it would have been
better. It would have been
again,
better.
Again, if you can't sell community, you have to at least have a winning product.
Yeah,
and they have neither.
They don't have that.
So it's a devastating. People, and what I hate, by the way, and I see this on social media, is like move the team out of Memphis.
Oh, that's.
I mean, where could you put this team, and people go? Ukraine? I mean, I just don't.
Well,
don't,
only in Birmingham and the places that it's been a success. And St. Louis, because
St.
they're
Louis
trying
is,
to.
St. Louis is jamming
the,
it.
See, they got a reason to that we don't have. They're trying to prove to the NFL, hey, we can pack this thing in.
St. Louis
we deserve
is.
A team.
Right? Yeah.
And it's successful.
They're operating on spikes.
Our days of that are over. That was part of the reason why we attended the Showboats the way we did, to prove to the NFL we can support.
We never had a team.
We don't do
it. It was a joke.
Now we're a pro city. We've got the Grizzlies. We've got the Tigers. Not trying to prove anything to anybody anymore. So if you don't give us a winner.
Yes.
You're going to see what you did on Sunday, unfortunately.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
Now, I hate it for the folks like the Steve Macy's, the ones behind the scenes that are working. This is
it's
their
not
gig.
Their fault.
This is right, because and they can't control the product on the field. That has nothing to do with it. They got nothing to do with the coaching, the players,
they're just,
anything
they're,
else.
They're fighting a losing battle.
They're fighting a losing battle, but it's their gigs. And so I hate it for them because how do you come out of this? How do you sell season tickets to John's family of four for 2025 coming off of a 2-8? And the only good thing is you can say we got the number one pick in the freaking UFL draft. That's not That's hard to do to get people excited about that.
Bad players.
I will say Memphis is also a pick and choose kind of community. After you're not the Tigers or the Grizzlies or the Redbirds, like this weekend was Italian Fest. Like my one chosen thing that I was going to go to this weekend to drink and have a party at was Italian Fest. I think people are like that.
They got the coach though. I got him.
Okay,
he's available.
Who we got?
He wants to still coach.
All right.
It's not Bill. He would never stoop.
No.
It's not obvious. Mike Singletary coming
Bill back? Belichick would never stoop.
No, we don't need to relive
but
that.
But one man I think who might.
Who's that?
Pete Carroll.
Man, no way.
Bring him in.
Pete ain't coming
he
to Memphis.
He would breathe life.
Bro, Pete Carroll into could this get a job in the NFL.
No, he can't. He can. He wanted to go back this year. He certainly can't get a head coaching job.
He'll just retire.
It'll be nothing more than a cheerleader. The NFL doesn't want Pete Carroll anymore.
Pete Carroll ain't coming to Memphis. They're done with him.
Sure he is if he wants to continue coaching football. He come here.
I think he would coach a high school team for free before he
his enthusiasm would raise the roof. It would get the renovations done at Simmons Bank on its own.
I don't think the enthusiasm he would bring. You need to let go of that.
And then perhaps he would bring some old Seahawks or something.
He got done dirty
the town.
Cam Chancellor.
And he still wants to coach. That's what's clear about him. And so much so that unlike Belichick, you know, he would come down to this level, I feel like. Y'all need to give it a chance and give him a call, man.
Yeah, I don't.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that.
Carroll ain't doing nothing right now. He would love this opportunity.
He needs an epidural. He's kind of hunched over. He's a little older.
Yeah.
Dude's still catching footballs and running through practices at 70 some years old. They were talking, writing stories about that last year.
Okay, well, you can hold on to that. I'm not going to do that. I don't really care who it is, frankly.
Yeah, then you're not interested in solutions.
I mean, God himself could come put a headset on for the Memphis Showboats, and I don't think it would help.
He would fill it up.
Okay. Well, I think it would be more like the, you know, oh, Jesus has returned. You know, it's over. You know, he has come to get the Memphis Showboats. And
to get them.
And,
right.
And that's it, right? Isn't that the way that
it
works?
Finish it off.
He comes back. Or I think it's
that
like.
That bring him in a revival?
I think it's bad for a couple of periods of time when Jesus comes back. But then it gets great again, right? I think that's the way it works. So maybe this is it. Maybe this is the Jesus has returned, and this is what the Showboats are
for year three.
Yeah.
Well, he waited.
Yeah. I already know, man. I already know that, like, the people that run the UFL look at Memphis like Penny looked at the media today. Like, I ain't talking about the Showboats right now. I ain't talking about them. You know what I'm saying? I'll do a media appearance. I answer no Showboats questions.
He was just kind of pissy in that whole thing. Forget not talking about Memphis. You just see
he was, you know.
And calm down, bro. You're golfing.
You know, and I think maybe, again, that's we actually established this outside. Penny usually has a summer meltdown, so to speak, during golf tournaments.
Stop asking
y'all
me
keep
stupid
asking him
questions
on the course.
When I pass this along to somebody that I respect in the betting industry, just like, hey, look at this. Like, maybe we need to monitor Memphis, you know, just next season. His first question was, why are they interviewing him at a golf course?
It's the only place they can get him.
Right.
And like Penny has to understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
Suck us.
Everybody's like, he just wants to play golf. Well, I mean,
he actually does.
Yeah, which he does. You know, that's the other problem. You know,
maybe we got to fix that.
But if he would just set aside maybe a window, right, where he could just maybe before he takes the course, I think everybody would just let him do that.
He's actually upset they like have to start in June to coach,
like,
this thing.
Here's the deal. If you want to talk to Penny, you got to catch him between 8 and 9. That's when he's going to be able to be walking to 9.
Yeah, par 3.
You know, it's a long walk. You got 5 minutes. You know, like that's the only thing. So,
who was the liaison?
It was Harold Grader.
Yeah, Grader's over there to the side, kind of smiling the whole time.
Yep.
He's like, they're gonna
ask him about hoops.
I mean, asking Harold to
see him grinning over there.
That's a tough thing to ask of Harold, too, because Harold's not your SI.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't work for Memphis.
Yo, man, when I get up there, have him not talk about basketball. I'm not answering basketball questions. They get up there, every question's about basketball.
Bro, that's a tough ask for Harold. You got him in the spot.
It is kind of funny the way that whole thing went and unfolded.
Harold's 25 feet away from him.
It's like, hey, guys, Penny's here. He's not going to answer any basketball questions, okay?
Y'all want to come talk to Thysman?
Yeah. hey, Penny, first question.
We got our citizen over here.
Basketball. Just your thoughts on it as a sport, where it's come,
bro,
you know, where it's going.
Don't ask me about how I've been.
food.
No question. Well, he was trying to have to ask about basketball. Hey,
that was a question about how he had been.
Parth was trying to follow instructions.
Well, yeah. Now this one was months. He'd ask, "How you been 2.5 months?"
Oh, well, again,
hey, Penny, what questions can we ask you?
They were both stupid questions. They were both like trying to be respectful.
Stop asking me stupid f-ing questions.
Our Australian friend came in, you know, and she asked,
"Save the day."
Now
the
Aussie. She did say
he seemed to brighten up. I thought.
Well, I think how happy you not when you hear that act, right? He's like, That's a new one. But she did say, I know we were told not to ask, right?
She said, but I wouldn't be doing my job.
Which right. is a totally, I respect that. I respect it. Mm. And I think Penny did as well, but not enough to let her finish the question. Because he was like, I ain't talking about David Jones next. You know, and then again. Just a really fascinating day.
You need to play the Parth one over again because he interrupts him and then tells him, my bad, I didn't mean to interrupt. Parth goes back to ask that long-ass question. He goes, cuts him off again.
Well, okay, so
I'm just messing with Parth, but he got cut off twice.
We need to recycle this
Listen to the Parth. Yeah. The Parth part is hilarious.
There's two things
your
here.
Personal life with your mother and everything else.
Hold on, let John set up before.
Please do.
Two things we must pay attention to.
I wasn't there. So I understand that this is kind of probably bad form, but it was Parth, and it was also Munns, who I just think for brevity's sake, right? Like we have to cut the time of questions for time constraints, right? They both you'll hear Munns do it as well. Munns is like. You'll hear it.
I've been accused of that. Yeah. I've had to watch myself in terms of the interviews we do.
What's the question?
When you only have from 8 to 9,
get to it.
You know, right. You got to just get it out.
Penny's trying to get to the hole.
What's the question?
Have a listen.
Okay.
Coach, I'm trying to do the best I can in a portal. That's basically what we've tried to do for the last couple of years.
I guess it's been, 2.5 months since things, the season ended. So
I don't have any comment about that. I'm just going to keep my head to the ground and just keep grinding. That's it. That's all I have for everybody.
Stop asking me stupid certain questions. You know, Harold said you don't want to talk about.
Harold said that.
How the guys have come together.
Now let me ignore
it. As a team, is that something you can speak on and share?
Not really, because we haven't really gotten together. So we just built the roster and ready to roll.
How do you feel about the roster, what you've got so far?
Oh, it's awesome.
The roster's good. We've got a good group of young men that are ready to come in and play together and be one unit.
How nice is it to have those guys here, like in the 1st of June as opposed to at the end of the summer?
Yeah, having the entire team here for the first time in 7 years has been pretty good. I don't think a lot of people understand not getting your team until September every year is putting you behind the eight ball in a lot of ways. But obviously, I get no room for error, so I make no excuses about anything, but happy to have a whole team here this summer.
Coach, I know Harold said you don't want to answer basketball questions, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask. Just David Jones staying in the NBA.
I have no comment on David.
When the offseason first started, you had mentioned like a small checklist of things you wanted to accomplish, right? Like whether it be getting guys here before June 1st or getting the right guys for your culture, your program. It seems like so far, right, you can check all those boxes. You've done that.
Yeah, well, the team is here. Go ahead, finish.
I'm just saying, do you feel like, you know, you've accomplished those things? Like, have you
With the team being here, we've accomplished the biggest thing, and that's getting everybody here to be able to work with them folks.
Yeah, so
he tried to let Parth finish.
And then, I can't let you finish.
And then, it's like Parth, you got to just kind of punctuate.
I've been in those shoes. It's tough to get your question out sometimes.
Yeah. He was going to say they disrespect me. He caught himself in that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, that part where he goes, of course, it's going to be a little chat. You know, he kind of caught him. It felt like he caught himself.
Interesting. I don't know what he was going to say. I will say that, you certainly heard the pontificating there. You know, from Munns, he was trying to think of a way to kind of describe. You know, since things since the season ended.
We now know what had Penny the most frustrated was how long it was taking to ask the question.
Clearly, rusty effort.
Those guys are in the off season as well.
Yeah, you know, I know. First of all, Parth and Munns do a great job.
That must be said.
There's no question. that my Australian friend Rachel was the star of the show today. She was crisp. She was precise. She got right to the point.
I thought Bubba Woods was pretty good, too. This was quick.
Oh, okay.
Longtime veteran.
But I think you have to give the nod to our Australian friend. No, she asked two questions, all very concise, you know. And even, I think, sort of set the right tone, which is, you didn't expect the...
There were a lot of... I understand before I asked this. There was
because they were asked, right? I mean, yeah. Paul's like, Harold said we can't ask. Harold's like, what the hell did I do? I was just passing along, you know, what I was asked, you know. I mean, it was just... If we were peeling back the curtain, a lot going on today out there. Where was this at?
At TPC.
Oh, TPC, yes. Yeah. A lot going on. Penny agreeing to do the interview, yet not about basketball. Parth wasting absolutely no time in throwing Harold under the bus. Sort of the formulation of the questions. Australians. I mean, it was just a lot going on at TPC Southwind today. And that's Memphis basketball in an absolute... nutshell, is it not?
That's the recap right there.
It is, like, what did Penny expect to be asked about is really what I would like to know.
Again, I mean, especially you didn't make the second tour stop.
Right.
Last week, which was Thursday, I believe, at Brookhaven.
Yes.
You had Silverfield, and he had done the first one. It's been for all the coaches. I'm not sure if you're aware of what the Tigers been doing there. So three of them are planned. Right. He was there for the first one, and it's where he was asked about all the players, which we didn't know at the time he could speak on because... they were all signed. That's where you got the news. Back to the point. He has to know that any time he shows up, particularly after you're coming off of one where we didn't get to talk to you about David Jones not coming back.
You're
going to get these questions. You know what I'm saying? In this case, Harold ain't your SID, and so he ain't going to be able
to control these
folks.
Harold ain't
getting paid for that. Yeah. So
I do appreciate Munn's kind of came with the, you know, nobody ever asks. It's always,
how are you doing?
It's always, who are you recruiting, as opposed to how are you doing?
It was more of an icebreaker.
Yeah, it was. It was like he came with the nobody ever asks. It's always who or what as opposed to how are. So how are you doing? He's
like, I ain't got time for that.
Don't ever ask me how I'm doing ever again, okay?
Bro, don't ask me
I'm just trying to grind. Actually, as a matter of fact, is this an 8-iron, you think, or is this more like a just trying to
golf tips?
I'm just trying to grind real quick on these 18, and then I'll, kind of – but again, I think the grind is pretty simple now. It's just I got, $750,000 in NIL I can give you. Do you want it or not?
Penny, are you thinking about being an NBA coach while you're playing this round?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I think about being an NBA coach every single minute of the day.
Damn.
I would even, interim, it's whatever the case may be, No, should have ambition. It's good. It's okay to have ambition. It's okay to be one. You know, he's an NBA guy.
You're going to have to do something pretty big here.
Yes, for sure. For sure. He had the...
Penny's not grinding away.
The magic opportunity came up, was it 2 years ago? Three years ago now, yeah. But interesting times as always with Memphis basketball, no question about it. All right, we'll come back to Respect Burgers, and Jason Fitz is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.